At this year's Iowa caucuses, there were about 2,500 accredited news media representatives, most of whom work for major newspapers, magazines, and television networks. But there were also many citizen journalists working for non-traditional outlets, including small publications, internet blogs, and video websites. At the Des Moines Convention Center, Google Incorporated operated a lounge for reporters featuring video streams from its YouTube website projected on the walls. YouTube is encouraging average citizens to document the campaign and provide their own insights using small, affordable camcorders and computers. Google political director Steve Grove says YouTube is a platform for ordinary citizens with their cameras to explore issues and express their ideas.
The great thing about YouTube is anyone can upload whatever they want with their viewpoints on the issue, and you don't have that traditional filter of the media deciding what's right and what's wrong. It's the voter's decision to say, hey, here's what I think, here's a video I think demonstrates that point, and it's your choice whether to look at it or not.
One of the most prolific groups putting videos up on YouTube is called Why Tuesday.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jacob Silvero for Why Tuesday, coming to you from the back of a horse and buggy.
Executive Director Jacob Silvero argues that the U.S. political system in some ways discourages people from voting by holding many elections on Tuesdays. That was convenient for farmers in the early days of our nation, but he says it makes little sense in today's urban society.
And what we're saying is, let's take a good, hard, honest look at the state of the voting system, have an open and honest conversation about it, and we're not giving the answers, we're just asking the provocative questions, and we think that by having an open and honest conversation, we can get to some good, nonpartisan solutions that will help increase voter participation in the United States.
Soboroff says Why Tuesday also benefits from video submissions by ordinary citizens who record encounters with politicians at all levels.
People are becoming journalists themselves and putting their elected officials on the spot about something that in the mainstream media you really don't hear a lot about, and that is, what can we do to increase voter participation?
Keeping a wary eye on all this is Drake University political science professor Arthur Sanders, who sees promise in the technology.
The web technology, the way it's evolved, makes it easier for individuals or groups of people to have information sites, and that's not just politics, it's for just about anything you can imagine. People with an interest in politics decide that I'm going to report on politics. And it's an empowering shift for citizens because they have a lot more control over it.
But Sanders also sees danger ahead as traditional mass media outlets lose readers and viewers to the often less reliable and fragmented new media sites.
There is a risk, there is a danger that we become tribalized. The internet as a technology, this kind of diversified technology, runs the risk of dividing us up much more fully.
Sanders is also concerned that these grassroots blogs and video uploads tend to attract people who are intensely interested in only one or two issues and fail to provide a broad forum where all issues can be discussed.
Newspaper readership and television, traditional television news readership is down. Some of these other forms are up, but they don't seem to be up enough to compensate for how much the other forms are down. One of the impacts of this technology is smaller numbers of people actually paying attention to politics. Now, those who do pay attention have more resources than they ever had before.
Sanders and other academic researchers who follow developments in politics and journalism will be studying further the impact of these new grassroots media as the election year unfolds. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Des Moines.